It's a great pleasure to be catching up with someone I was actually talking to not too long ago. More happening in Logan, in Slacks Creek today, and I am with Deputy Mayor, Councillor John Raven. Now, you've also got another title, City Economic Development Planning and Environment Committee Chairperson. How are you?
Very good. And the problem with that title is it takes about three lines to type it all out, so it's easier just to say John.
Councillor John, maybe?
Yeah, Councillor John.
Although I do like Raven because, you know, now we've got something else to rave about today.
We do, and that's what we're always doing in Logan because we're so active, and it's really great to see Council rolling out these projects that have been a long time in the planning, so the community's getting the benefit of decisions that we made 2 or 3 years ago.
Which is wonderful. Now, I know you're dying to get those rollerblades of yours on to skate on this path we're currently standing on. Quite a bit of money's gone into this little area. What is it all about?
So it's a $3.2 million project with $1.2 million coming from the state government for their cycle network funding, and it is smooth as a runway. So I'm very keen to get the blades on. I'm worried that it'll be so smooth I might go too quick though. We don't want to fall over again.
No, well, I've noticed we've got the path and it's a link. What is it linking us to?
So it links the different parts of Slacks Creek, both from Compton Road to Moss Street to Allgas Street and up to the industrial areas as well. And that means that people can use it as an active transport hub to get to work or just to get to the local cafe or restaurant. Extractions is just up here, and they're actually going to build a deck at the back of Extractions to overlook the walkway.
That's going to be fabulous. So you can have a coffee maybe?
Oh, coffee, pancakes, they do amazing food there. Whatever you want, it's delicious.
It's going to be a good place for breakfast, I imagine. And I've actually noticed there's fish in the river. It's flowing as well. The bridge is definitely a necessity. Was that probably where the biggest lot of the money went to?
Yeah, whenever you build bridges, it gets very expensive very quickly because you've obviously got to make them safe. And if we do have a lot of water come through, so you've got a flood situation, you don't want the bridge washing down the river or down the creek. So that's really where the cost ends up going. But when you make nice wide footpaths, there's a cost to that. And landscaping all adds on as well, but it's worth it because the community gets the benefits from it.
That's it. So not only does it encourage, I would say, the community to get out and exercise, it's safer. We've got security cameras here, lights, and it's just lovely. It's not practicality on its own. It is also beautification.
That's right. So whenever you build something like this, it's so important that you enhance the aesthetics of the area because if it's not beautiful, people don't want to spend time here. So it's really important that when we deliver something that has a practical benefit, that we make it attractive as well because people want to be proud of their city. They want to be proud of what's delivered for the area. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, you certainly are. Now, you should get those rollerblades on and test out the path.
Good plan. We'll have to make sure it's all nice and smooth, no trip hazards, and safe for our community to use.
That's it. You're doing this as like a test. To keep everyone else safe.
Exactly right, Jody. That's what we're trying to do to keep everyone safe.
All right. Well, you have fun and it's been lovely to see you again.
Likewise. Take care.